I thank you. I also think that the inclusion of the term right holders is quite superfluous because it brings about terminological difficulties, because we know basically right holders have been defined in international human rights law. So that you are bringing the whole issue about whether non-state actors like companies are duty bearers. So are businesses. So if businesses violate or abuse rights, it's the duty of the state to protect right holders. So I think putting the term right holders can bring about problems. So I don't think we should include right holders as a terminology that should be used in the drafting of this term, because state actors or non-state actors or businesses cannot protect right holders. It's the duty of the state to protect right holders, so that ambiguity can be avoided.